Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 26, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Serial assessment of cardiac mitochondrial function in the early phase after heart transplantation. Mitochondrial dysfunction is a recognized contributor to cardiac pathology and influences myocardial recovery after heart transplantation. This prospective single-center study involved 45 adult heart transplant recipients. It characterized the changes in cardiac mitochondrial function directly in human myocardial tissue during the early post-transplant period. Understanding these dynamics is crucial for optimizing cardiac recovery and metabolic status. Article number 2. Lung transplantation after prolonged TANRP and combined heart-lung procurement from controlled DCD donors in Italy. Thoracoabdominal normothermic regional perfusion is an emerging strategy for heart recovery in controlled donation after circulatory death donors. However, its impact on lung graft retrieval is debated, particularly with prolonged durations. In Italy, a mandatory 20-minute standoff period results in uniquely prolonged thoracoabdominal normothermic regional perfusion for heart assessment during combined heart-lung procurement. This Italian nationwide experience provides crucial clinical data on lung transplant outcomes following this specific prolonged perfusion strategy. Article number 3. Atrial fibrillation in patients is less than or equal to 50 years. Clinical characteristics, treatment, risk of ischemic stroke, and outcomes. The incidence of atrial fibrillation in patients aged 18 to 50 years has increased, yet clinical data for this population is limited. This study characterized the clinical features, treatment patterns, and risk of ischemic stroke in hospitalized young atrial fibrillation patients between 2014 and 2023. Through Cox regression analysis, researchers identified specific risk factors for major adverse cardiac and cerebrovascular events and new-onset ischemic stroke in this cohort. This investigation provides crucial data on the unique clinical presentation and specific risks faced by younger individuals with atrial fibrillation. Article number 4. Closure of secundum atrial septal defect and risk of incident and recurrent arrhythmia. Secundum atrial septal defect is associated with substantial morbidity, especially arrhythmias, despite being a simple defect. This Danish nationwide cohort study, spanning from 1977 to 2024, included all diagnosed secundum atrial septal defect patients. The study systematically assessed the risk of both incident and recurrent arrhythmias in relation to atrial septal defect closure status and the timing of intervention. This extensive analysis generated definitive data on the long-term arrhythmic burden after secundum atrial septal defect closure. Article number 5. Unipolar voltage mapping to predict lesion durability during pulsed field ablation. Unipolar electrograms show utility in assessing lesion durability during pulsed field ablation. This study investigated voltages associated with unipolar electrogram changes after pulsed field ablation and evaluated their predictive value for lesion durability. In one group of 10 patients, areas exhibiting a loss of S-wave on unipolar electrograms correlated with core lesion formation. The findings indicate that serial unipolar and bipolar voltage mapping provides objective evidence for lesion creation and durability during pulsed field ablation procedures. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.